Hello, welcome to the Monday, December 21st, 2015 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we do have some new and unsettling details about the Juniper problem that was announced late last week. Two entities, Fox IT and Rapid7, were able to identify the master password that apparently was snuck in into the Juniper firmware about 3 years ago. Now, this master password is nothing that you would easily guess has lots of special characters. Actually, it's kind of designed, according to the Rapid7 blog, to fit in with debug output. So if you're just decompiling the binary, you don't necessarily notice that this is even a password. However, it is well known now. Rapid7 did also publish snort signatures to detect this password. It can be exploited via SSH or via Telnet. Now, first thing you definitely should do is block SSH, block Telnet access to all of your Juniper devices, and then patch as quickly as possible. There's a second flaw that does allow someone to eavesdrop on VPN connections, but first of all, get those systems isolated, get them patched to prevent someone from just logging in and probably making things even worse. At this point, I don't see any active exploitation in my Kippo honeypots, but it's really just a matter of time to have that happen. And also probably Juniper devices that are, for example, exposed by Shodan and such are the first ones to go. And if you're not busy patching your Juniper devices, Brad has a nice article about the Rig Exploit Kit and how it is used to deliver Qbot, as usual, with plenty of indicators of compromise and the like, so you can add them to your stash of signatures. And then we got another victim of the Apache Commons Collections Library Java Deserialization vulnerability. I've talked about that vulnerability a couple times already because it is a very widely used library, and whether or not you're vulnerable really depends on how that library is being used. The latest victim here is VMware, so you probably want to attend to your VMware systems after you're done patching Juniper. And the Payment Card Industry, or PCI Council, is suggesting to delay the mandatory implementation of TLS 1.1. If you remember, there was a lot of news a couple months ago about PCI essentially saying that SSL should no longer be used for payment card information. Everybody should switch to TLS 1.1 or higher. Well, the original deadline for this was suggested to be June 2016. They now, with this new notice, push it back to June 2018, in part referring to the complexities in getting everybody upgraded to TLS 1.1, given the huge number of different entities that would have to comply with this new standard, and pretty much not everybody is able to do it in time. An interesting quote from the release here from PCI says, "We want merchants protected against data theft, but not at the expense of turning away business, so we changed the date." So essentially what they're saying that they don't think the problem is serious enough to justify the loss in business. They also refer to other issues that merchants have to deal with right now, for example, the deprecation of SHA-1 in browsers for certificates, and also the transition to EMV cards in the US. And of course, application whitelisting is almost a must-have feature these days. One of the vendors, McAfee, offers it in form of its application control product. There is now a new blog post that describes some methods how McAfee's application control can be bypassed. The problem here is, and it's very common to these whitelisting techniques, that if you can trick a whitelisted application to execute additional code, you typically are able to bypass the whitelisting scheme. That has also been, for example, a problem with Apple's Gatekeeper. In this case, they show various techniques how to execute Visual Basic, inject DLLs, and even inject a meterpreter without whitelisting interfering. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.